From KQED in San Francisco, this is the California Report, the statewide news program focusing on the issues, culture, and public affairs of the Golden State.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Digital Foundry Business and Software Consulting is proud to support its multinational clientele and the California Report podcast. Digital Foundry, on the web at digitalfoundry.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take a hard look at lethal injection next year. Justices will hear from two death row inmates who claim lethal injection as practiced in Kentucky constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. California is watching closely. Executions here have been suspended for more than a year. Marine biologists from Humboldt State University are busy salvaging a rare whale that washed up north of Arcata. Pilot whales typically prefer warm water, but one female apparently veered off course and beached herself on Sunday. Vandalism happens every day, but it's not every day a tagger targets a church, and one of the world's most iconic at that. On Saturday night, somebody etched his initials 11 times on the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove. Security cameras caught him, but police haven't yet. Officials at the home of the Hour of Power estimate the damage at $38,000. California's community colleges welcome all students, regardless of how well prepared they are academically. But some of the people who could benefit most from this open-door policy don't. African-American men, especially. Our special series on the state's community colleges continues with this report from Erica Kelly.
The smell of a barbecue buffet fills the air as about 50 African-American men gather in an auditorium at Contra Costa College one recent afternoon. Faculty called this summit with students to hear what it would take to help them through college. Athletic Director John Wade kicks things off.
You guys are the leaders of today, and you're the leaders of the future. You are our future. So anything we need to do to make sure you're successful, we need to do that.
Contra Costa College serves Richmond and Oakland, two urban communities that struggle with violence. Many of the students and teachers who came to the meeting say it's this violence that has kept many African-American men from attending college. African-American studies professor Terrence Elliott urges the group to reflect on what's happening in their communities.
And take a minute in silence to think about those brothers that didn't make it with us today. Maybe we lost yesterday. Maybe we lost behind last semester, but let's just take a minute and remember who they are.
19-year-old Kevin Brucare says he wanted a different life than the one he knew growing up.
You know, you hear gunshots all the time. You got gambling going on this corner. You got drugs getting sold on this corner. You know, you got girls being sold on that corner. So I must say it was a quick-paced day-to-day living as far as with how I grew up.
He struggled in high school and eventually dropped out. But after graduating from a continuation school, he enrolled at Contra Costa College. He also has a job at a local warehouse and takes care of his younger brother.
So I'm pretty much polishing myself and brushing off the rust, but working, balancing a full-time job and balancing a full-time schedule at school can be very challenging, especially when you have obligations to take care of another human being.
One goal of the meeting is to help students like Kevin find mentors to guide them through college. African-American men have lower GPAs and earn fewer class units than other students. Kevin met Dante Blue, a former Contra Costa student who transferred to UC Berkeley, where Kevin would like to end up. But with all the demands on his time, Kevin is thinking about dropping a crucial math class. Dante says that's okay for now, but he should drop the class soon so he doesn't end up with an F or a withdrawal on his transcript.
So if he's saying that he's having challenge and that maybe it's just something too much for what he's going through right now, that is understandable. And I would not be behind him saying, well, do it anyways. No, definitely come to a decision of, okay, well, when can I drop this class without getting a W? Okay, well, that's next week.
African-American men make up about 3% of California's community college students, and educators argue that those numbers should be higher. That's because for many African-Americans, community colleges are their first shot at higher education. Stan Arterberry, chancellor of the West Valley Mission College District in Saratoga, says the schools are a crucial stepping stone to success.
Because we're an open door, and we would have the greatest success or the greatest potential of providing that access to that segment of the population to get back into education, to become part of that mainstream.
He says the schools must provide support services to struggling students, including tutoring and financial aid. About 15 of California's community colleges have programs designed to improve the success of African-American students, and a group of faculty has been working on a model program, which could be adopted by all of California's community colleges. Still, Arterberry says the state needs to invest in these students long before they get to college.
We need to get the community more involved in the K-12 and more support of the K-12, because if the K-12 is doing their job, it's going to make it much easier for the community college when those students matriculate to us from high school.
Richmond High School is one of the feeder schools for Contra Costa College. Principal Orlando Ramos says his African-American male students are faring worse than other groups by all measures, test scores, grades, and dropout rates. Last year, he brought in men from the community to act as mentors.
These are men who have made it, who were not born with silver spoons in their mouth. They come from the neighborhood, a lot of them. They live through poverty and the crime-ridden neighborhoods, and they're survivors. And we're asking them just to reach out and help another kid survive.
15-year-old Adolf Highland has benefited from his mentor relationship. He says that before meeting his mentor, he was on the verge of dropping out.
I had 5 D's, and that wasn't really good. And when he talked to me, my grades started going up higher. And he said, if I ever do come home with straight A's, he's going to take me to my first Warriors basketball game.
Adolf says his favorite class is biology, and he now hopes to go to college and become a scientist. Still, the lure of street culture is strong, says Principal Ramos, and he worries about Adolf.
You have to keep good company. You have to keep company that helps you stay on the right track. At this age, it's real tough, the peer pressure. But, you know, you have choices. You've been making really good choices. You know, you're getting your grades up. You've tested out of some classes. You have a relationship with your mentor. And as you can see, that's going well for you. So continue on that track.
Ramos hopes to expand the program to include academic counseling and mental health services. But like many public schools, Richmond High operates on a tight budget, and Ramos must turn to private sources to drum up the necessary funds. Meanwhile, some of the state's community colleges are starting to partner with nearby high schools to help prepare students for college. For the California Report, I'm Erica Kelly.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, September 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Osh Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com. The California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.